Okay, guys, this is an audio boo to help you on your physical science chapter 3 test. The first section in chapter 3 dealt with the states of matter, solids, liquids, and gases. Definitely know that solids have a definite shape and definite volume. The particles move not very much at all. They basically vibrate in one place and they're packed tightly together. Also know that liquids have no definite shape but do have a definite volume, and those particles basically move a little bit or slide past one another. All right. The movement of these particles in solids and liquids is called kinetic energy, and this is all part of the kinetic theory of matter, that particles move according to what state of matter they're in. Gases is the last state of matter that's mentioned in section 1, chapter 3, and gases have no definite shape and no definite volume. And the particles and gases move very rapidly. Okay. Other states of matter include plasma, and plasmas are usually found either in the stars or in our sun, or also fluorescent light bulbs. Those particles move extremely fast. In fact, faster than gases. Okay. Kinetic theory of matter, know that. It says that all particles of matter are in constant motion. That motion is known as kinetic energy. All right. And the kinetic theory of gases, the particles in a gas allows a gas to fill a container of any shape or size, which is basically restating that gases have no definite shape and no definite volume. Okay. All right. Then we talked about state changes or phase changes of matter. Okay. So basically we looked at things, what is a phase change? It's a reversible physical change that occurs when a substance changes from one state of matter to another. Right? Some of the words we'll look at are melting, freezing, vaporization, condensation, sublimation, deposition. Right? The temperature of a substance does not change during a phase change. All right. Energy is either absorbed or released during a phase change. If energy is absorbed, it's an endothermic change. If energy is released, it's an exothermic change. For example, we talked about, or you did this on your dominoes, heat of fusion. Heat of fusion is the amount of energy required for that substance to go from a solid to a liquid. Excuse me. Melting occurs when a solid changes to a liquid. The melting point is the point at which a solid changes to a liquid. Freezing occurs when a liquid changes to a solid. The freezing point is the point at which a liquid changes to a solid. The difference between vaporization and evaporation, know that. Vaporization occurs at the boiling point. That was in your notes. It's when liquid changes to a gas immediately. Evaporation takes place below the boiling point, so it takes place over a long period of time. Okay. We talked about condensation. That's where a gas changes back to a liquid, such as in the case when you get a hot shower and your mirror is fogged up in your bathroom. And then we also mentioned these two, sublimation and deposition. Sublimation is going from a solid to a gas, and deposition is going from a gas back to a solid. The example of sublimation we talked about was dry ice going from a solid to a gas, and the example of deposition that we can give you is frost forming on windows, okay, in the wintertime. All right, then we talked about Boyle's law and Charles' law and how gases are affected by pressure and temperature. Basically, pressure, we said, was measured in kilopascals, and pressure is force over area, or newtons over meter squared. Know that. Right? If we increase the temperature of a gas, then particles will move faster and the volume will increase. Okay, and that is Charles' law. Right? And so those are directly proportional. Increase in temperature increases volume. Boyle's law, if we decrease the volume, then the pressure will increase. Good luck on this. Hope this helps.